to dwell in grief, to dwell in fear, to just open up to it. All of a sudden, it's not grief anymore. It's not fear anymore. No two trees are the same to Raven. No two branches are the same. Grief has a whole landscape. One of the things our chronic pain patients learn is we tell them to go into the pain. Those of you who saw the Moyers program, Moyers called me on that one. He said, well, you tell your people to go into the pain, but I have a friend who's in chronic pain, and when I suggested that, he said, I don't want to go into my pain. I want my pain to go away. And I said to him, lots of luck. You know, we can want whatever we want, but usually the people that come to the stress reduction clinic, they have already been to lots of people in white coats who've wanted their pain to go away. And they've been given this, that, and the other thing, and they would not be coming to stress reduction if they had been completely cured of that. So maybe cultivating the quality of attention to drop into that which we most don't want to drop into, we then come to see that the attention itself opens up a world in which the pain is not just some big block of granite, but it has edges, it moves, it has space inside it, and one could actually come to learn to live with this condition, and I underline live as opposed to endure, tolerate, grit one's teeth. And very often when you are a failure in the medical system, especially with pain, with chronic condition like pain, you may very well hear the words, you're going to have to learn to live with this. That usually means we don't know what to do for you. So it's usually, you're going to have to learn to live with this. That'll be $300. Whereas what hospitals should be doing is at that point saying, and we're going to teach you 100 different ways that might be helpful. No guarantees, but at least 100 different ways that might be helpful. And if so, 20 of them don't work, no big deal. We got more. And that would be a true service to people. But it requires a deal. You got to be willing to walk in to the hole, into the darkness, into the pain. The fact of the matter is we're already swimming in that stuff. So what's the big deal? It's like, well, I don't want to look. I don't really want to look. If I feel it, if I'm really there for it, it'll hurt more. I'm going to just like not look. But actually, looking is the first step to healing. It's the first step to healing. What is healing? Why is healing not curing? Because we can't make your body what it was. We can't cure it magically, just make everything go back or be what you want it to be. But what is possible, as long as the breath is moving in and out, is to come to terms with things as they are. To find some acceptance, some degree of peace inside it that is wise, that understands that things don't stay the same for long. And that we create infinitely more pain when we attach and we hold on to and we insist that it has to be this way. I'm going to take my football and go home. And when the world has taught you enough times that the world is going to be the way the world is, then maybe you learn to live in accordance with that in a way that really is a coming to terms with what it means to be human. Stand still. Stand still. The forest breathes. The forest knows where you are. You're not apart. You're not separated. You belong, even with your pain. There's room here. But it requires a certain kind of attention and a commitment to be present. Thank you.